Halakha writes that one of the 39 melachot on Shabbat is Zoreya. Zoreya means to do something to the ground that inspires the growth of the seeds or the tree that's in the ground. A practical example would be that it would be forbidden from the Torah to water one's grass or lawn or trees on Shabbat. Of course, when one waters the lawn, the water goes into the ground as a nutrient and it causes it to grow. To the extent Shulchan Aruch writes in Shin Lamed Vav, Ha'ochlim Beganot, those that are eating outside on Shabbat in the lawn, Asurim Nitol Yedehem Al Asabim, they can't make Netilat Shadayim on the grass. You know, even though they're doing a mitzvah, but it's mitzvah ba'avera, they're pouring the water on the grass, and the grass is getting the water, and it's going to grow. So therefore, one has to be careful in such a case. The Rama actually says, "Tov la'chmir shelo le'echol beganot im yishtemesh sham imayim." The Rama says it's better to be machmir not to eat outside on Shabbat on the grass if there's going to be water, because he says the bekoshi yesh lezeher shelo yipelu shamayim. It's difficult to watch that no water should fall. Fine. So one has to be very careful when he's eating outside on Shabbat when it comes to water. Shulchan Aruch has a case over here, legabeh, pouring other liquids on the ground. Do we have a concern about Zoreya? Water, for sure we have a problem. The question is, meraglayim. The olden days especially, it was common where they didn't have plumbing and bathrooms and things like that. So people would go to the fields and they would urinate in the field, forgive me. So the question over here is, on Shabbat, a person is in such a situation, is that considered watering the ground? So Shulchan Aruch writes over here, in Shin Lamed Vav in Halacha Gimal, Aval Mutar Lehatil Bahem Meraglayim. He says Meraglayim is Mutar. What's the reason why it's Mutar? So the Mishnah Berurah says Lefi She'azim Hem V'Surfim Et HaZira'im U'Mon'im Otam Lehatzmiyach. On the contrary, since they have a pungency to it, so therefore it's not going to cause it to grow. On the contrary, if anything, it stunts it. And therefore, you're not going to have a problem of Zoreya. So from Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like it's 100% permissible without any reservation. The Biur Halacha quotes a Tiferet Yisrael, and he says that they had found from the Hachamim of the botany or of the science, that they said shemeraglayim hem tovim meod lezabel karka, that it's actually beneficial to the karka because it fertilizes it, and if it fertilizes it, then you have a problem of horesh. It's like preparing the ground for planting, which is another isur. But then he says velo nagua olam lizeher bezeklal. But then he says the people are not careful on this anyway. They're lenient to expel the meraglayim on the ground on Shabbat. Chamavanya, alav shalom as well, in Leviathan, in Siman Kufbet, and in Halichot Olam Chalek Dalet Amud Resh Petet, strengthens the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that's Matir Meraglayim, and he writes in the Truma Tadeshen, in Siman Resh Ayin Aleph, She'en lanu lestamech al hakirotenu neged kabbalat ha-Talmud v'arishonim lomar she'nishtanu ha-teba'im. If the Talmud said it's okay, it's okay. We don't have to go with the new revelations that the scientists are telling us if it runs against the Talmud, especially, or even in this case where the science is telling you to be mahmir, not to do it. Shulchan Aruch says it's not a problem. It's not a problem. We could take that. We could take that to the bank. However, Chamavanya says to be extra careful, just in case, that one should not urinate directly on the grass itself, but on the side, and if it trickles down, then you will not have a problem. So he says, "Tov nizeh shalish shavichim al zedaim basabim mamash samuch lehem," and then already you don't have to be choshesh whatsoever.